Signature KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, mostly cloudy in the upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to the lower 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For a Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 30s. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 23. For a Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 58 degrees. Currently, it's 36. Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A study from the Nebraska Farm Bureau finds withdrawal from the North American Free Trade Agreement could cost farms in their state up to $55,000 each annually. The report identifies the 2016 export value of individual Nebraska agricultural commodities in both Canada and Mexico. Analysis in the report also assigns a dollar value of NAFTA on a unit basis for individual agricultural commodities, demonstrating how NAFTA supports commodity prices, but also what the loss of NAFTA could mean. Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson says the report shows withdrawing from NAFTA would be damaging. He points out that nearly half of the state's agriculture exports are bound for Canada and Mexico. He calls the idea of withdrawing from NAFTA unfathomable, saying farm and ranch families are already working through the struggling agricultural economy. But read the full report, go to nefb.org. To meet the fuel blend requirement, China must import more corn, according to industry analyst Stuart Peterson, advisor, saying that China will need to import an additional billion bushels of corn a year to meet the mandate. Earlier this year, China announced the nation would require ethanol blends in all fuel by 2020. Now, demand is growing in China, and ethanol imports to China increased in October. Currently, just 70% of fuels in China contain ethanol. Stuart Peterson, a commodity brokerage and analyst firm, and they say China is starting to make moves now to meet the mandate, and that 70% of China's current corn stocks may be unusable. If so, those stocks will need replenished with fresh corn, and some analysts expect the demand boom will come sometime in 2019. You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Me. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Emporia police have surveillance pictures of a man they say that was hanging around the William Allen White Elementary School yesterday. The Wichita Eagle reports police received a report around 4 p.m. that the man yelled at two students to come home with him. Surveillance video shows a person who had been in the area at the time of the report was wearing a hooded sweatshirt and had sunglasses on. Anyone with information is urged to contact authorities. A federal judge in Kansas dismissed a man's drug indictment, citing misconduct by the prosecutor, who was criticized earlier this year for her handling of a case that caused a man to be jailed for 23 years for a crime he did not commit. U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson ordered the release of Gregory Orozco on drug charges. The judge said the federal prosecutor, Tara Moorhead, threatened a witness and also disclosed evidence too late that might have helped Orozco's case. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. There's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Justin and Durango boots, what a beautiful pair. Up to $50 off Justin and $20 off Durango. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. With love, Boot Barn.
Kansas legislators are considering a second big tax increase within a year because of a state Supreme Court order in October to increase spending on public schools. Here's what former Senator Jim DeMint said about the federal government and Kansas schools.
We're going to keep working in Washington. I think we can help around the margins, maybe get a little bit of a tax cut, maybe do a little bit on regulations. But it brings me back to where we started. They're not going to fix the problem. They're never going to balance the budget. Exactly. The federal government is never going to give Kansas the right to control their own schools. Kansas will have to fight for it.
Authorities are investigating the death of a woman found floating in a southeast Kansas lake as a homicide. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said that hunters found the woman yesterday near the boat ramp of the Card Creek camping area east of Independence. Paramedics transported her to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. The Sheriff's Office has released photos of several of the woman's tattoos in an effort to identify her. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Lancaster County Treasurer has offered to pay back $3,400 in mileage reimbursement that raised criticism from the state auditor's office. An audit report shows the missing information included reasons and dates for Andy Stebbing's trips and included possibly incorrect mileage and reimbursement requests for trips taken on legal holidays. Stebbing has apologized for the lack of specifics in reporting mileage. ConAgra Brands plans to redevelop its downtown Omaha property with a $500 million mix of housing, a hotel, restaurants, offices, and green space. The company announced today that Hines, a Houston-based real estate firm, will lead the project. One of the ConAgra buildings would be demolished to allow space for a two-lane plaza. 9 new buildings would be erected over a 10-year project span. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and whether at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. Marysville and Blue Rapids Police Chiefs expressed a need for the county attorney to serve full-time. Laura Johnson-McNish was present and discussed renewing attorney contracts for child in need of care cases and discussed her concerns with splitting the county attorney and county counselor positions. Jason Runniger was also present and discussed how his office would handle child in need of care cases and other duties. Commissioners recently approved a plan contracting with Johnson-McNish for county attorney and Runniger as county counselor. The annual $300,000 payment in lieu of taxes for the wind farm project was deposited to the Road and Bridge Special Fund. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and approved a 3% increase in base pay for county employees, except jailers who had received an increase earlier. A new membership list presented for the Local Emergency Planning Committee was approved. Salvation Army kettles have been placed throughout the county. All donations received will remain local in Washington County. A letter of resignation was received from Tom LeCure of the Mill Creek Township Board. Road and bridge issues were updated, including an engineering estimate for the B Street project in Washington. Nemahal County Commissioners met Tuesday with the Euclid Family Funeral Monday held in Sabetha. They will follow up on a state program that would fund replacement on high reflective county signs at no cost to the county. Approval was given for a bridge agreement on the county line in Nuchitel Township, and a vehicle bid was approved for purchase for the appraiser's office. Nebraska Department of Transportation will consider projects submitted for matching funds with the second year of a cooperative program designed to help counties catch up on deferred road and bridge work. Gage County is combining efforts with Pawnee County on a box culvert project and is working with Johnson County on metal pipe projects. Those selected qualify for a 55% match up to $150,000 per project. It is hoped that partnering with other counties will increase chances of selection. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will host their annual hometown Christmas celebration this Saturday, December 9th, with a fireman's pancake feed and open house at the firehouse from 7 to 11 a.m., Christmas basket sale at the library, a Christmas bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym from 8 to 4, prejudging at 5 p.m. for the annual beard contest at the community center, prize drawings at 5, business open houses throughout the day. A soup supper will serve 4:30 until 7 at the community center, with a lighted parade beginning at 6. Drawings and beard contest winners will be announced after the parade at the community center. You must be present Saturday evening in Blue Rapids to win. Wayne L. Whitesell, age 82, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Whitesell. Alvin F. Sedlacek, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Alvin Sedlacek.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Marysville Chamber of Commerce Retail Committee will host Santa Claus greeting youngsters at his house on the Kester Block Thursday evenings 5 to 7 and Sunday afternoons 1 to 3, December 3rd through Christmas.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are still seeing some cool temperatures out there, only in the upper 30s as we head throughout the rest of the day and into tomorrow. But then a change in the winds of the jet stream, we're actually going to see temperatures warm up into the upper 50s as we're into Sunday, and we'll continue to see temperatures, it looks like, in the 40s and 50s as we head into most of next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy skies, upper 30s, wind gusts as high as 25. 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to the lower 20s. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 23. As into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures right around 58 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. For Monday, mostly sunny and breezy, temperatures at 51. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Too much shopping and not enough time? Reflections Hallmark has gifts for everyone on your list. There's toys galore, including the area's largest selection of Melissa and Doug. Got a sports fan on your list? There's tons of collegiate gifts with Tervis tumblers, 25% off. Make sure everyone's wide awake with Black Squirrel Coffee. Scarves, mittens, and hats are on sale too, so everyone can stay cozy warm. There's everything on your shopping list and more at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature early December 44, record high on the state 70 in 1894. The average low 24 and the record low is 1 below 0 in 1917. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:30.
If you've ever wondered, as we have, if a reverse microwave oven was possible, the answer may be here. Details from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Ever had buyer's regret? A pair of shoes you didn't really need? Electronics obsolete before you even plug them in? Or tens of thousands of dollars of timeshare regret? That's what you get when you're stuck with a timeshare agreement you don't want anymore. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, the leaders in helping folks get out of timeshares and erasing regret. See if you qualify. For valuable free information, call 1-800-908-3957. Maybe you made an impulse buy that has become a financial burden you can no longer afford. Maybe you don't use the timeshare enough to make it worthwhile. Maybe you were pressured by a timeshare salesperson into making a bad decision. Now you want out because your timeshare isn't a fun escape. It's a waste of your money. With decades of experience, we're your number one trusted option with fast, professional service. No middlemen, no cutting corners, no more timeshare regret. See if you qualify. For valuable free information, call 1-800-908-3957. That's 1-800-908-3957.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 8th, the 342nd day of the year. Actresses Kim Basinger and Terry Hatcher were born on this day, as well as musicians Greg Allman and Jim Morrison. Microwaves are handy if you need to heat something fast, but what if you need to quickly freeze something? Engineers in Spain have designed a countertop appliance that not only cooks like a microwave, but can rapidly cool food and beverages as well, from room temperature to frozen in less than 10 minutes. To be fair, it's not new technology. Blast chillers have been used for years to freeze food without evaporation, essential for better taste after thawing. This is the first time, however, that technology has been combined with a microwave and countertop size for computer use. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
New or pre-owned, Venotis Motor Company in Marysville has your next vehicle. They have several pickups in on trade, including a 2015 Chevy Silverado 2500, a Sharp 2010 Ford F-150 XLT. Several older pickups in on trade, and they're priced right, ready to move. Vehicles, including SUVs and cars, also on the pre-owned lot at Venotis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday morning. Missouri State scored at will for three quarters to defeat Wichita State 94-71 last night in JQH Arena. The 2-8 Shockers and Missouri split the series this season after the Shockers took the first matchup last week. Missouri State, now 2-7, hung a season-high 94 points on WSU, and that 94 points, a season high for a Shocker opponent. The Shockers shot 50% from the field, but failed to hit a three-pointer. In fact, they were 0 for 8, while the Lady Bears finished at 44% and 9 of 22 from beyond the arc. Next up for Shocker Nation, they'll square off against Oklahoma State tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Kansas State basketball plays Tulsa tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. And KU will square off against Arizona State, that game Sunday at 1 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
The Cleveland Browns have hired former Kansas City General Manager John Dorsey as their new GM. Credited with helping turn the Chiefs around, Dorsey's new task is to fix the Browns, who have gone 1-27 in the past two seasons, and fired Vice President of Football Operations Sashi Brown on Thursday. Dorsey was let go by Kansas City back in June, ending a successful four-year run. In other Chiefs news, they have placed pass rusher Dee Ford on injured reserve with an ailing back and signed defensive tackle Justin Hamilton on Thursday night, 3 days before a crucial game against Oakland. Ford has been hobbled most of the season, missing a pair of games in September and October before hurting his back on October 30th against Denver. The 6'2", 315-pound Hamilton has spent time on the practice squads of the Bills, the Packers, and Seahawks, and appeared in three games for the Eagles this season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High wrestlers win their first double duel of a season, 63-7 over Wamego on Thursday night. Marysville won their first tournament on Saturday. In Mission Valley, Marysville was first place with 201.5 points, ahead of Perry Lecompton with 96 and Chapman with 94.5. Crown over Cromie, Sloop Ionic, Dwyrell County, and Meridian finished first. Hornbeak and Shampoo are second. Novotny and Camp finished third. Snellings, Raver, and Lindhorst finished fourth. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville opens North Central Kansas League play, hosting Clay Setter. Girls and boys games live on Key NDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well. Valley Heights tips off Frankfort. Hanover entertains Troy. Axtell travels to Centralia. Washington County's at Wakefield. Lynn entertains Wetmore. Diller O'Dell will host Sterling, and Southern tips off at Tri-County.
Gardeners are always looking for new growing challenges. Try starting a new poinsettia from seed this holiday season. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The colorful parts of the poinsettia that we call flowers are actually modified leaves or bracts. The tiny yellow growths in the center of these bracts are the true flower. These are often removed to extend the beauty of the poinsettia. If the flowers are left intact, they will eventually form a seed pod. Harvest the pod once it starts turning brown and store in a brown paper bag. Once completely dry, the pods pop open and you'll find the seeds at the bottom of the bag. Plant seeds in a moist, well-drained potting or seed starting mix. Set in a warm location and keep the soil slightly moist. Seedlings should appear in about 2 weeks. Keep in mind, the offspring will probably look different than their parent plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the great courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Santa needs a sleigh to make deliveries around the world. This man makes sure he will never run out of transportation. We visit a sleigh dealership of sorts on this edition of the American Countryside.
There's still time to join us on our American countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today.
Everyone knows that Santa needs a sleigh to make his deliveries. No one on the continent has more to choose from than Bill Engel.
I buy them to save them. Most of mine are work equity, so you buy them in a shape like grandma used to have it, and then you try to bring it up at least to stabilize it so it looks functional, like maybe Santa Claus could use it.
Bill operates the Denver Sleigh Works in Denver, Missouri, population 40. At Christmas, we sing Dashing Through the Snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Most of them, one horse could pull them, but generally in the United States, we would say a one-horse sleigh is a cutter, much like what Santa Claus would use.
Our carols also speak of jingle bells, but those bells were not for Christmas spirit.
Bells became a requirement for many townships. You put bells on to tell someone else that's on the road that you're coming.
He has plenty of bells of many different types. That's so you could tell when Santa was coming to town.
They became much like a horn or different types of horns, an accessory that each person had a different type of bells or tunes or things of this nature that made you unique and everybody knew when you were coming to town.
Bill doesn't sell the sleighs, but instead preserves them. He has about 130 to date, saving a piece of history and making sure Santa does have transportation for years to come. Traveling the countryside in Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Building a farm pond can bring instant charm to your property. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Before you start digging, study the site, the land itself, and your plans for the pond as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
My uncle has three ponds on his farm. One is for raising hybrid bluegill, and another is for nesting waterfowl habitat. But my favorite pond is the first one he built. We have family get-togethers to fish and enjoy the peacefulness at the cabin. Nick Morrell is with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says the first step landowners should take when planning a pond is to determine their objectives for it, such as recreation, wildlife, or irrigation. However, all ponds do require a few key components.
Probably the most important and critical would be the earthen structure or the dam itself. The second part of that would be the principal spillway pipe, which is a pipe that goes through the middle of the dam and actually controls the water level of the pond. Third component would be an emergency spillway to take away excess water when we get those periods of high rainfall.
Determining the site of your pond depends on topography, the watershed, and the type of soil.
And topography is probably the most critical. It determines the size of the pond, the depth of the pond, and the overall design. Water supply is also critical as far as the amount of water that you have coming into the pond. You need a watershed large enough to keep your pond level maintained. High clay soils are the best. They offer good sealing as far as water leakage out of the pond.
It's always wise to have local expertise to help you with any laws or permits. Hire someone who will survey the site and get the topographic information, which will be used to design the pond. Then the site will be flagged out for an earthen contractor to build out the design. Learn more about constructing a farm pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Are shrimp still called seafood if they're raised in Minnesota? The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
A Minnesota company, True Shrimp, is planning to produce more than 8 million pounds of shrimp annually. Company president Michael Zabel.
The American people consume 1.7 billion pounds of shrimp annually, and a lot of people are under the misconception that Forrest Gump personally caught all their shrimp in the Gulf of Mexico, and nothing could be further from the truth. Over 80% of the shrimp we consume is imported from Southeast Asia.
Zabel says True Shrimp is licensing technology developed mostly by Texas A&M University to raise shrimp in artificial tidal basins, only 12 inches deep.
Our plan is to be fully integrated, so we will have our own genetics, our own hatchery, the production facilities, our own processing facility.
But why Minnesota?
A, because it's our home, but B, this is where the feed is. Most of the feed is soy-based.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Conditions in Kansas and surrounding states could be conducive to another devastating wildfire season this spring. Gary Crawford explains.
In the news this week from near Los Angeles, we've been hearing these reports.
Thousands of people are on high alert as crews across Southern California work to contain multiple wildfires.
But about 1,500 miles east, folks in Kansas and Oklahoma may be nervously watching and wondering if they will be facing the same kind of situation this spring, because over the last year or so,
we had two of the largest fires ever recorded in Kansas history.
Mary Knapp is Extension Climatologist, Kansas State University. She's talking about the Starbuck and Anderson Creek fires, which started in March and burned hundreds of thousands of acres in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, killing hundreds of head of cattle and at least three people in Texas. A wet late summer and fall produced a lot of grass and low brush, and then it turned very dry in the late fall and winter, making that brush very flammable. Knapp says people are concerned because those conditions that produced those fires were
almost identical to what we've seen so far in 2017.
Average precipitation for all of Kansas last month, a tenth of an inch. In Washington, Gary Crawford.
Well, overall, been a pretty decent year for agriculture trade. Bryce Cook, USDA trade analyst, gives the U.S. ag trade numbers for the first 10 months of the calendar year 2017.
There have been $112.3 billion worth of agricultural export, $4.8 billion larger than it was in 2016, up through this time, 4% growth. Compare that with the 6% growth in imports from last year to this year. This year's total reaching $100.7 billion thus far through 2017, leaving a surplus of $11.5 billion.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag Network, well, we're seeing some pressure now on some of the areas that we weren't seeing pressure earlier. Corn is still on the upside, but beginning to erode some. Kansas City wheat is turning south. December corn up a half a cent at 339 and a quarter. March corn up a half a cent at 352. That's after some bigger gains earlier. December KC wheat is up one at 404, but March down 2.75 at 418. All three of the wheat markets under pressure. January soybeans continue to sink away, down 4.5 at 987.5. March beans down 4.75 at 999.5. December soybean meal down 410 at 329.40. January down 430 at 330.90. December bean oil up 3 at 33.28. January bean oil up 7 at 33.40. So we are seeing mixed numbers across the soy complex. Livestock not doing all that well. December live cattle down 7 at 115.55. February down 40 at 118.27. January feeders down 117 at 145.15. March feeders down 115 at 150. Make that 143.35. So nothing positive for cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, have come back around. December hogs up 22 at 63.80. Feb hogs up a dime at 68, up 12 now at 68.60. So some upward movement for hogs. Looking at cotton, March cotton down 34 points at 73.89. May is down 23 at 74.41. January crude oil is up 52 cents at 57.22 a barrel. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, ethanol are all higher at the same time. And let's take a look at gold. December gold is down $2.80 at $1,247. February gold is down $3.90 at $1,249.20. Silver is on the upside, as is copper. So mixed numbers in the metals markets. Mixed numbers all through the futures markets here on Friday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and I'm winding down this week with a look at some of the interesting history in our secretaries of agriculture after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at whink.com.
As I prepared for the meeting with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue a week ago, I looked at some interesting history about secretaries of agriculture over the years. I noticed that Sonny Perdue is the first Secretary of Agriculture from the state of Georgia. So that got me looking at how many secretaries have there been from other states. Well, it looks like two are tied for the lead. Iowa with four secretaries of agriculture and Nebraska with four secretaries of agriculture. It's interesting to note that in the Iowa count, two of the four secretaries have the last name of Wallace, because Henry C. Wallace from Iowa served as secretary under Calvin Coolidge, and then later in life, of course, Henry A. Wallace served as Secretary of Agriculture under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Some other interesting notes. That's, I think, the only father-son that has ever served. The first Secretary of Agriculture was Norman Coleman of Missouri. He didn't last very long in the job. He was sworn in February 15 of 1889, and he left office March 6, just a couple of weeks later, in the same year Grover Cleveland was president. But my state of Wisconsin, to me, really claims the first long-term secretary. Jeremiah Rusk followed Colvin in office. He served as secretary from 1889 to 1893. I have worked with secretaries of agriculture going back to Ezra Taft Benson, who was secretary under President Eisenhower. And also, an interesting note, in 1893, J. Sterling Morton was Secretary of Agriculture under Grover Cleveland, and we know the Morton name for salt and the Morning name for love of trees. Back with a final word after this message.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow bred heifer sale Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. Consignments include 143 Western Nebraska Oregon Black Angus cows. They'll all be coming 4 years old. They're all coming with a third calf. They bred to Angus bulls from March 1 calving. We'll have 132 home-raised Angus cows bred heifers. They'll all be bred to Angus bulls for late February calving. We'll have 42 black cows 6 years to older. 19 will have September-October bound calves beside and the bound bred for March calves. We'll have 124 Sim Angus black-white-faced cows. We bred Sim Angus and Angus bulls for January-March calving. 130 fanned red Angus calf with vaccinated first calf heifers. Bred to low birth weight red Angus bulls February-March calves. We'll have 150 reputation black first calf heifers. All bred to low birth weight Angus bulls February-March calving. 125 Angus Sim Angus fall calving cows. 2 to 7 years old. They'll have August to October calves beside. Also offered will be several Angus Sim Angus bulls to consign cows. For more information, special cow sale be held Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mclivestock.com.
The last Secretary of Agriculture to serve through two full presidential terms, Tom Vilsack, under President Obama. That's your history, and that's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Most farmers will tell you that it's always better to build a big farm shop. Hear from Iowa farmers who built a large building with a lot of versatility on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Over time, it seems that farm shops are shrinking as tools are added, supplies expand, and the clutter takes over. Brothers Dave, Dennis, and Neil Nelson of Belmont, Iowa outgrew their shop, so they built an 80 by 80 foot structure with room for the future. Two 14 by 14 foot doors allow them to bring in semis with trailers, and there's also a third door. This allows for multiple service bays, so if they're working in one part of the shop, they can still get equipment in and out. Dennis says they put everything they could on wheels or skids to make their shop expandable and flexible.
For the most part, we try to stay mobile with our toolboxes. And along this wall, we can put the more permanent projects, the ones that are going to be tore down, engine work, and major projects.
The Nelson brothers can fit three tractors and a 36-foot corn head in the building with some space left to work. It's also tall enough that they can work on the combine and not worry about the height. At the ground level, Neil says they installed the building's air lines in a rather unique way.
Before we poured our cement, we ran our air lines under the concrete. So the distribution system goes into a manifold, and then it takes a direct route to each wall. You know, it's more direct route, less lines to upkeep. That does help dry them a bit in wintertime when the in-floor heat is going.
The Nelsons built the farm office attached to but outside of the shop. The advantage of this arrangement is that it keeps shop noise and dust out of the office. I'm Jody Hinke. See a video of Nelson's shop at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, Well, this time of the year is Farm Show time. Mid-America Ag Network's Tim Fuller is in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Howdy, everybody. This is Tim Fuller reporting on the Mid-America Ag Network from the Tulsa Farm and Ranch Show. And 24 years we've been here, and just recently we started doing a skills handling competition for scholarship dollars with our FFA. And the president of American Farmers and Ranchers Insurance Company is with us, Terry Dietrich, and Terry's a big supporter of our youth. We believe that that is the future of our industry and our nation. And I just want to talk with Terry just a few minutes, see just about how you feel about this. Terry, you guys have been a giant supporter of this.
Anything we can do to support youth for tomorrow. We're just worried about youth. As a matter of fact, 112 years ago, our organization was first formed as a cooperative. Today, we are cooperative branches insurance for our members. But the emblem was the live oak tree, 112 years ago. Emphasis on live because every year it had a new crop of leaves. And 112 years ago, they had a focus on the future and youth. And so every year we have a new crop of youth, and we concentrate heavily, probably close to $500,000 a year from funded by our partners that buy insurance, members. And then we're a general farm organization, and we work all the way from county government all the way to Washington, D.C. on their issues.
Yes, sir, I know that, and we really appreciate that fact there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Terry Dietrich with American Farmers Insurance, and we are broadcasting live from the Tulsa Farm and Ranch Show. I'm Tim Fuller on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Thank you very much, Tim Fuller, with an interview with Terry Dietrich from the Tulsa Farm Show. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes, and there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full service station.